I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Well, you could probably tell from my voice I'm not shaking uncontrollably like I was yesterday. Well, not as much. I have my computer back, but it's all different. It's been repaired. It's been fixed. It's probably better than it used to be. I've got a brand new hard drive, but I have a new operating system, and I've got to download this and load this, and I got to get used to it. But anyway, my computer is back. Anyway, it's a good day. Well, it was a good day when I didn't have my computer either. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, it is a state of emergency in Coshocton County. The mayor of West Lafayette in Coshocton County has posted a statement issuing a state of emergency for the town due to flash flooding. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office has been helping residents evacuate apartments along Plainfield Road in West Lafayette because of high water. The evacuations began last night, have continued into today. Emergency crews are taking people who were rescued to the First Baptist Church in West Lafayette. Water can be seen surrounding several homes, and the middle school has water damage in the building affecting classrooms and the newly replaced gym floor. Yeah. State Route 93 and State Route 751 are closed, along with several other roads due to high water. So those of you living in Coshocton County, our hearts go out to you. My heart goes out to the farmers. And we have many, many farmers in our audience, and my heart just goes out to you. And this is off topic, but I am amazed at the lack of compassion that some people have. Joy and I were, I don't know whether we were having breakfast or lunch, we were out somewhere and saw some people that we kind of sort of knew. We hadn't seen them for a long time, so they're not best buddies or anything even close, but we knew them. At first, we couldn't remember where we knew them from. And, you know, we kidded about the weather and the rain and, you know, we're going to have to build an ark and, you know, the typical stuff. And then I said, boy, it's so sad for the farmers. I said, we have some friends who are farmers and they're having trouble getting into the field. And the gentleman involved just said, well, they have crop insurance. I said, really? Well, but it's still sad. I know, but they have crop insurance. Really? Ah, my goodness. The lack of compassion sometimes is just incredible. So I'm praying for the farmers in our audience. I know this has been a very, very difficult year, and I have no idea whether you have crop insurance or not. But even if you do, it doesn't make up for everything. Some people are losing their homes because of the flooding. So my heart, and I'm sure our hearts, go out to all of those that are negatively impacted by all of the flooding, the extensive rain. And this does not help. This does not help in any way the global warming people. We're having a very, very, very cool June so far. And that doesn't help the people. Well, but Bob, don't you know? Cooler temperatures are a result of global warming.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when it gets warmer, it's because of global warming. And when it gets cooler, it's because of global warming. And if there's more rain than normal, it's because of global warming. And if it's less rain than normal, it's because of global warming.
Really?
Well, what is not the result of global warming?
Well, I don't think anything. Everything's because of global warming.
Yeah, anyway. And then I have some sad news to report. It has been just 2 to 3 months ago, Warren Wiersbe passed away, one of the great preachers of the past generation. He is the author of dozens, maybe hundreds of books, commentaries. He was the author of all the B series that were just wonderful. Our privilege, Joy and I had the privilege to hear him in person on several occasions, dating way, way, way back into the mid-70s. We heard him live. We heard him down in Jacksonville, and every time your jaw just dropped from his incredible knowledge of the scripture and the ability to communicate it. And he was doing really well. And he got sick and went very, very fast. Well, his wife, Betty, has been in a nursing home for quite some time. And over a year ago, was not expected to live. And then she kind of pulled through it. And everyone assumed she would go before her husband, Warren. Well, Warren Wiersbe passed away 2 to 3 months ago. And we just found out today that Betty Wiersbe, Warren Wiersbe's wife, passed away sometime this past Saturday. Her grandson, Dan Jacobson, wrote this, and this was on Saturday. "Tonight, my grandma Wiersbe breathed her last here on earth and opened her eyes to her Savior in heaven. I'm imagining her reunited with my grandfather and surprising him with one of his own jokes. She lived an amazing life. I'm so grateful that tomorrow I get to preach a proverb that she embodied. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged, and the glory of the children is their father's. Proverbs 17:6. She deserves a lot of honor. I know for sure she has prayed me into and out of a lot of circumstances in my life." That was written on Saturday. Her grandson, Dan Jacobson, is a pastor, preacher. And he released that statement Saturday evening. So Warren Wiersbe's wife, Betty, has now passed away. Isn't that interesting how often that happens? Couples that have been married 60, 65, 70 years, how often one passes away, and then either days, weeks, or even just a couple of months, the other one passes away as well. So our condolences to the entire Wiersbe family, and what a wonderful, wonderful couple. Godly couple. And then just before the break, turning to local news, Mount Carmel Health System has announced today that they have reached nearly $4.5 million in settlements so far over the deaths of patients that allegedly received excessive painkiller doses from Dr. William Husel. At least 29 wrongful death lawsuits have been filed against Mount Carmel, and the doctor, he has pleaded not guilty. Out of the 29, they have reached settlements in 7 cases, totaling $4.5 million. So kind of do the math. If they have reached if they paid out $4.5 million with only seven, there's 29 cases, and the case itself has not gone to court yet. If the doctor is found guilty, I would imagine those settlements are going to skyrocket if, and that's a big if there is negligence determined by the court concerning people at Mount Carmel. And as one of our callers last week mentioned, this is so hard on the employees. And this is not an indictment of the employees at Mount Carmel Hospital. It is not. Sadly, this involves one doctor, a handful of nurses, a handful of pharmacists, and possibly some administrators who were not overseeing things as they should have. We don't know. That is yet to be determined. $4.5 million in seven cases. There are 22 more cases that have not been settled as of yet. And I would imagine probably now that the doctor has been officially charged, there probably won't be any more settlements until this murder case goes to trial. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll be back.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I love to give you updates, particularly when they are positive, and this one is. You may remember the story of Diana Martin, 86. She lives in an apartment complex in Central California in a town called Hanford. Well, she is a Christian, and she's not shy about it. She's not obnoxious about it, but she lets other people know in her apartment complex, and she has been known to invite people to Bible studies. Well, John Draxler is the owner of the apartment complex, and he didn't like the fact that she was talking about her faith and inviting people in for Bible studies, and he evicted her. He said, "You're out of here." And he told her he wanted a younger tenant in the apartment building. Well, fortunately, she was able to get a hold of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus and his organization, and they contacted the owner, Mr. Draxler. Oh, by the way, she had just recently suffered a stroke and a heart attack, too. Yeah, when the owner of the apartment complex was told that, he said, "Well, that's not my problem." And by the way, that is a quote. Well, the Pacific Justice Institute explained to Mr. Draxler, the owner of the apartment complex, that he was violating her constitutional rights, and they would be happy to see him in court. Well, I'm happy to report that the owner of the apartment complex has settled with the elderly lady, Diana Martin, for an undisclosed amount of money. He has agreed to making some changes. Quote, "The landlord has apologized and agreed to make changes to make sure this would never, ever happen again." That's a great ending for that story. Diana Martin, 86 years old, evicted because of her Christian faith. And folks, we need to be very thankful for these Christian civil liberty organizations that do such a wonderful job, a wonderful job in defending people and their Christian liberties or Christian faith and so forth. There's the Pacific Justice Institute, the ACLJ, and of course the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, is one of them as well. And there are several others as well. So that's good news. You want some more good news? I don't know about you, but I love Chick-fil-A. We don't go as often as we should. And one of the reasons is they're always so busy. Not an excuse. But anyway, Chick-fil-A is now the third largest restaurant chain in America by system-wide sales. Get this. Chick-fil-A grew by 16.7% in 2018, reaching approximately $10.5 billion. In 1 year, Chick-fil-A moved up the ladder from number 7 on last year's top 200 ranking. They passed Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and Subway. They moved from number 7 to number 3. The number 1 spot is held by McDonald's, as you probably knew. $38.5 billion in sales. Starbucks, $20.49 was number 2. Chick-fil-A, $10.5. However, of fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A is the fastest growing. Quote, experts say there is no reason to believe Chick-fil-A's growth will slow anytime. If anything, Starbucks should be worried it could lose its silver medal second place very soon. Can they double it? Said a marketing expert. Yes. Quote, I would be surprised if they didn't double that in the not too distant future. Can they reach $30 billion? I think that's also a realistic goal if you give them enough time, and that should put them ahead of Starbucks. Now get this. On average, Chick-fil-A brought in $4.6 million per location in annual sales, up from $4.2 million in 2017. That, per location, is more than any other fast food chain in America. McDonald's, get this, Chick-fil-A averages $4.6 million per location. McDonald's only averages $2.8 million per location. Chick-fil-A brings in twice as much money per location than McDonald's, and they do it 6 days of the week. Yeah, they do it 6 days of the week. Good for them.